Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and I really am excited to have a special guest in studio today. We have Al Holbrook with us, a retired police officer who does child safety seat checks. And it's really for us a great opportunity for you, our listeners, today. We're kicking off a new series on our radio stations called Matters of Our Communities, because our communities matter, which is a real exciting thing. And Al, a Mason City resident, retired police officer, to talk with us about the importance of parents and grandparents out there with child passenger safety. Al, how you doing, by the way?
Well, I'm upright. Sometimes it doesn't get any better than that.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, as a retired police officer, you have a full understanding, too, about child safety seats and so forth, and how important that really is.
Yeah, I've been a certified safety seat technician since 1999, and I'm one of 12 instructors in the state. And child passenger safety is should be number one on everybody's agenda.
Yeah, and it may not be sometimes. Sometimes they try to put these seats in themselves and don't get it in properly, that type of thing.
Well, about 90% of the child restraints that are being used are being misused. Some of them aren't tight in the car, tight enough in the car. The harnesses aren't being used properly. The children don't fit the seats. So we, as certified technicians, make sure that that happens.
Yeah, you make it go to work. And this is Child Passenger Safety Week this week, and as a part of our Matters of the Community series, I talk more about the importance of safety week and what this means and what people can do to ensure the safety for their young passengers year-round.
Well, Child Passenger Safety Week is this week. We generally have what I consider a fit station at Chukai Chevrolet the third Saturday of every month. Unfortunately, I don't have one this Saturday. I'm busy with something else. But people can bring their vehicles, their car seats, and their children down. It does not cost a dime. We make sure that the child restraints meet all the safety standards. We want to make sure that they're not expired. We want to make sure there's no recalls on them. We want to make sure that the parents can install these child restraints correctly in their vehicles. We will actually have them install the child restraint themselves, and we will help them understand why and how they have to be installed.
And while we're talking about that, are there misconceptions about child seats being safe, and how do we know, and you know, are there expiration dates on models and certain things to help in that regard?
Yeah, every child restraint manufactured has to meet federal motor vehicle safety standards. And then they have expiration dates. Every child restraint has an expiration date. It could be anywhere from 6 to 10 years, depending on the manufacturer and the type of seat. Okay, and that is on the seat. And what I see a lot of is secondhand child restraints when they're purchased. A lot of them are already expired. And if you use an expired child restraint, you get caught at it, it's going to cost you a fine. Okay. We try and make sure that there's no recalls on them. If you buy a used car seat at a garage sale, you number one, you don't know the history of the seat. You don't know if it's been involved in a crash. If it has, should it be taken out of service? You don't know if there's any recalls on it. It could have sat in a garage for several years, okay? The plastic's going to start to deteriorate. It's just like the dash on your car. If it sits out in the sun, out in the hot, and then cold temperatures in Iowa, it has an adverse effect on the housing itself.
Yeah, and honestly, I can see some people nodding their heads right now saying, well, I've picked up a few of those at garage sales, those kinds of things. And so I can also see some people, especially folks that they're not using them for little kids anymore, saying, what do I do with it? I mean, if it's beyond its use and so forth, but it still looks good and all of those kind of things, sometimes it's hard for people to throw things away, Al.
Yeah, it's I've gone to garage sales before, and people actually know me, and I don't know them when I start walking up the driveway. But you know, one pet peeve of mine is used child restraints. There's a number of organizations, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the car seat manufacturers themselves say never buy or sell a used child restraint because you don't know the history of the seat. Okay, I've got one that I use for demonstrators that looks like a real nice seat, but it was involved in a crash, and it actually is deformed just slightly, but you can't really tell. The normal person can't tell. And there's nobody out there that is going to certify a used child restraint for use.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Are there websites that people can go to, that kind of thing? I mean, can they look for that kind of stuff online?
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has a website that you can go on and check for recalls, safekids.org. There's blankchildrens.org. That's for Blank Children's Hospital. They can go on that website and find a certified technician in their area. They can find a checkup event that's going to be taking place where they can go in and have their child restraint checked by a certified technician.
Good info. Anything else that we need to touch on that you want people to know about child safety?
Well, yeah, like I said before, 90% of them are being misused, and some of the misuses are small, are minor, but they all have a safety factor. Like the harnesses need to be snug enough. If they're too loose, the child could possibly slip out. If the harness retainer clip isn't in the right position, there again, the child could slip out. And the positioning of the child restraint itself, the American Academy of Pediatrics did a study, says if you can leave your child rear-facing until they're at least 2 years old, they're 5 times safer. And Iowa law says you can turn your child around at 1 year old and 20 pounds. And that's where people start making their mistake. You know, they want to see their children. Well, they're safer rear-facing. If you were in some foreign countries, they'd be rear-facing till they're 6. And some of the booster seats out there that are being used or not being used, Iowa law says after 6 years old, from 6 to 11, they can be in a lap and shoulder belt. And that's where parents start making their mistakes because the seat belts are made for adults and not for children. Booster seats actually raise the child up off the seat about 3 to 4 inches and gets the lap belt to come across the bony parts of the hips to secure the child in the seat. If that child were in a lap and shoulder belt and started to slouch when traveling and they get involved in a crash, that lap belt is now across the abdomen, and now they're going to have some internal injuries.
Hmm. You know, all these things, great information. It really is great information, and that makes us all stop and think. I would guess one thing, though, Al, we're probably seeing more young kids today that automatically get into a car and buckle in a lap belt as they get older, because they've grown up with that ever since they were babies and children, young children, where you and I, when we were kids, might not have been in that same scenario. We just jumped in the back seat and dad took off in the car and we rode along and didn't think about that buckle in the back seat. But that's probably a little different today.
Yes, it is. Children learn by example. Mom and dad get in the car, buckle their seatbelt. The children get into the cars. Now they start to buckle in. So if mom and dad don't wear their seatbelts, the children aren't going to wear theirs.
Yeah, so true, so true. Well, thanks for speaking with us today and being a part of our Matters of Communities, because our communities matter series. And a special thank you to the great people at Poet Bio Refining in Hanlontown for supporting this new informational series. Al, thanks again for being a part of it today.
Thank you.
Oh, great to have you in. Al Holbrook bringing us great information about Child Safety Awareness Week going on nationally through Saturday the 23rd.